You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Thursday, August 8th, 2019. I am Dave Biddle, very happy to be joined by Steve Wiltfong, the Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports, the man himself, the Fong. Welcome in, Steve Wiltfong.
David, how are you? Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, man. Let's start right at the top with running back recruiting for the Buckeyes in 2020, what every Buckeye fan wants to hear about. What are you hearing? What's the latest? Just what can you share about running back recruiting for the Buckeyes in 2020?
Well, Ohio State's sitting on the nation's number four recruiting class. It's number one in the Big Ten, and running back is the need moving forward. And obviously, earlier this week, Bill Kierlich reported on a few names, a couple familiar ones, and E.J. Smith and Michael Drennan in-state, and then Kevontre Bradford, a top 247 recruit out of the Lone Star State. E.J. Smith's a guy I've talked about several times. I think that Ohio State's always been near the top of his list. I think there's times where Ohio State led. But there was a time where Ohio State was getting Bijan Robinson and Jalen Knight, and so they had to tone it down with some other guys, and now they have to ramp it up, such as life. Every school is going to have guys that they think they're going to get and then ultimately not get, have to pivot, and Ohio State still has some really good options there.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know Tony Alford very well. Where are you at with, I know a lot of Ohio State fans are down on him right now. What would you say to those fans?
Well, so Tony Alford has been considered a top recruiter for a decade now, at least. He committed a top 247 defensive lineman in Lewis Nix to Notre Dame without a head coach after Charlie Weiss was fired and Brian Kelly hadn't been hired yet. Ohio State always seems to land a high caliber running back every cycle. No one was down on him when he helped go to Texas and land J.K. Dobbins, am I right? So it didn't work out with Brian Sneed, but Brian Sneed and Master Teague was a nice pull in that cycle. They were able to pivot and get Crowley last year. So I think he's recruited some good players to Ohio State, and we'll see how the rest of this class shapes up. I mean, they almost landed Bijan and Jalen, and I know that almost doesn't mean anything, but these recruiting battles aren't easy to be in the conversation and even be that close. So I think that Ohio State followers shouldn't lose faith in Tony Alford's recruiting chops, and it's not just him. I mean, they have a lot of people that put time and effort into these running backs on the staff, and it's a collective recruiting effort from Ryan Day down, and you just don't win them all. But for Ohio State, they're winning most of them this cycle and have one of the best classes in America, which has really been an arms race coast to coast. There's a few schools recruiting at a different level than the others, and Ohio State's in that few.
I want to ask you about one running back in particular, then we'll move on to different topics. Jalen Berger, the young man out of Jersey, number two player in the state of New Jersey, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite, number 10 running back in the country, four-star young man. What are you hearing about Jalen Berger? Is Ohio State in on him a little too late, or do you feel like they have a good chance of landing Jalen Berger?
I'm glad you brought him up. Jalen Berger, top 100 recruit according to the 24/7 Sports Composite. His recruitment's been pretty quiet, but I do think Ohio State's in it if they want to be in it. He was recently at Penn State, and they're certainly in the thick of it. And he's announcing his college decision in January at the All-America Bowl, so a lot of time still in the Jalen Berger courtship. And I think that Ohio State would be a major player if this is another young man that they choose to go after. And he's a guy that, talking to college coaches, they don't walk in the room much prettier than Jalen Berger. He's got good testing numbers, plays for a powerhouse program, Don Bosco Prep in New Jersey. He doesn't say a whole lot. He's not, he's a quiet, keep to himself, handle his business on the field type kid. So I don't know where his strong relationships are at in college right now. But Penn State and Ohio State are certainly two programs that I would say are in a good position. And I'd probably lean Penn State right now just because he was recently there, but by no means am I saying this one's done or anything like that.
You know the Ohio State coaching staff so well. You knew it very well when Urban Meyer was there. You know it very well now. A lot of the guys are the same guys, especially Mark Pantone. That's the main guy when it comes to recruiting. Nothing's changed there. Nothing's changed with Mickey Marotti, another guy that's integral to the program. One question I get a lot that I think you are much better to answer is, you know, what is the difference in terms of recruiting that you're seeing, if any, with Ryan Day in charge compared to when Urban Meyer was in charge?
I don't know if it's different for the prospect. I think that the coaching staff has always been engaged and multiple coaches getting to know kids. And Ohio State's secret sauce is getting young men on campus and getting them around their players. And the players love the culture and love being at Ohio State. And so that helps sell the idea to young men trying to decide where their future's at. But for the staff members, I think, and again, there's so many different ways to skin a cat. One way is not more right than the other. But Coach Meyer is obviously more intense than Ryan Day in just their day-to-day personality. And so I think that there's been a difference in the staff meeting rooms and stuff. But everyone, Coach Meyer is a guy that obviously everyone liked working for. Coach Day the same. They're just two different personality types.
I want to ask you just a non-recruiting question. I guess it goes into recruiting a little bit because it's the lifeblood of every program. When you look at, not that you've studied the roster up and down for Ohio State and Michigan, but when you look at Ohio State and Michigan, which team do you think is more talented when you look at the 2019 team?
Well, I think that Ohio State is more talented than Michigan, but I think Michigan's also very talented, and they're a little more veteran in some spots, I believe, and so it'll make for interesting conversation as the season fast approaches. And Michigan doesn't suck. I know that that Ohio State's won 7 in a row. But it's not, and last year was an ass kicking. But Michigan's been in some of them games now, and they've definitely made the Buckeyes fans sweat some of those ball games out. And so it's not like there's a huge gap between the two programs. And I just think that Ohio State's found ways to win those games, and that's what made Urban Meyer such a great coach. His team, especially in big games, Urban Meyer's teams were always prepared to play big games wherever he's been. And they got it done against Michigan every year he was there. But some of those games were tougher than others. And I'm anticipating this year's game to be another battle, especially with it being in the Big House this year. Michigan, it's like this is almost like, all right, Urban Meyer's gone. We got a veteran football team. Let's see what we can do here. At some point, you know, Gus Malzahn's on the hot seat for not being Nick Saban, you know, which is, he won the SEC 2 years ago. You know, he's won a national championship. I mean, he doesn't suck. He just finds it. I saw Barton Simmons tweet that Auburn could lose 4 games this year and be a top 12 team when you look at their schedule. But Michigan, at what point do you say, man, we haven't beat the Buckeyes? So it's coming up on that time for me. But with all that being said, like, they're still a top team. I don't know. Hell, maybe I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth a little bit here. It's just, The gap's not very big, and it hasn't been very big. Ohio State's just got it done.
Very well said. Yeah, and you're right. There's been even like games like 2013 when you think like Ohio State's going to go up there and blow out Michigan. It ends up being 42-41, and Michigan had a two-point conversion attempt to win the game there at the end. So, as a child of the 90s, I will always respect that rivalry and I think Michigan has more than a puncher's chance, that's for sure. Great stuff as always from Steve Wolf.
I think my point there, though, Dave, is that sometimes you think, you know, I read the narrative from Ohio State fans on message boards, and some of it's probably just ball busting, but they make it seem like the gap is huge between the two programs, and it's really not. It's just Ohio State's found ways to win those games against a team that's, you know, been in those games.
Yep. He is Steve Wilfong, the director of recruiting for 24/7 Sports. Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate it, bud.
Have a good one, guys. Take care.
And thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. I appreciate that as well. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best in band in the land.
It's the most all-star-studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.